What's up, you guys? How are you? Welcome back. Sorry, I was a little late tuning in today, mainly because, holy moly. Hi, James. Hi, Tim. Nice to see you guys. Thank you for being my super regular fans. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Mona Sheikh. You are welcome back to Mona's Rants. I cannot tell you, like, today's, I've been researching and writing like crazy for the past 2-3 hours about Michael Flynn. I don't know if you guys have heard about Michael Flynn and what is happening, but today the appeals court came out and the judge said to dismiss the Flynn case. Flynn had previously pleaded guilty twice for lying to the FBI, and yet here we are, where Flynn's case is being dismissed. And I was like, oh my God, I have to go back and really follow the timeline as to how Flynn has been able to, be the Russian investigation started, and B, how is this case even getting dismissed at this point? Like, how is that possible when the entire time Flynn had been a national advisor, and by the way, a disgraced former advisor to Trump, national advisor to Trump. And I was trying to track down the storyline and just the timeline of how Flynn has been started getting investigated. And this is how the shit show started. Okay, so you guys, I'm sure, know about Michael Flynn. Like I just said, he's the the criminal prosecution, of course, got the charges got dropped against him today. I started looking into it, and you know, so what happened during the Republican convention in 2016? I don't know if you guys remember this, but Flynn was up there and he was chanting "Lock her up," of course, referring to Hillary Clinton. After, of course, Trump gets elected, he announces Flynn will now become his national security advisor, right? Rightfully so, all the criminals stick together. So during this time, Flynn, in December of 2016, the Obama transition team announces that they're going to have a number of sanctions against Russia for its effort to sabotage the 2016 campaign, which of course everyone heard, and everybody was really horrified at the fact that Russia had a massive hand in influencing our election and getting Trump elected, when it was very clear that Hillary Clinton had won the popular vote. But Trump won because he won the electoral vote, which is a topic for another day. I personally think the electoral college we should get rid of the electoral college. It does not serve us, quite frankly. And that's what got Trump elected. So, and it just so happens that the same day that the sanctions get announced by the Obama transition team is the exact same day Flynn gets on a call with the Russian ambassador, which of course is pretty fucking fishy if you think about it. You're just like, wait, I don't understand. Why would the new incoming national advisor to Trump get on the same day? If you're a person of any kind of logic, you would think he's tipping the Russians off. That's exactly what he's doing. And so the Obama transition team has all these sanctions against Russia. And then Flynn gets on a call and basically is tipping them off. So Mike Pence goes on Face the Nation and he vehemently denies it, right? He says, there's no way that Flynn had a conversation with the Russian ambassador, anything to do with the sanctions, absolutely not. We were actually just talking about random glory holes, Trump and Pence are really into. Pence is really into those random gas station glory holes. And he basically said that Trump's, that Flynn calls and there's nothing involved, which, if you are anybody who's like logical and tracking it down, you have to say to yourself, how is it that the same day that the Obama transition team announces sanctions against Russia is the exact same day that Flynn, the current at the time sitting national advisor, calls up the Russian ambassador? Why would that be? And not just one call, multiple calls, by the way. So clearly, if you look at it, you're like, he's lying, like Pence is lying. So, but it gets juicier, okay? It gets really juicy. So the Justice Department has the transcripts because, that is all, that is the job of the Department of Justice. They have the transcript, and in the transcript, it says that Flynn is telling the Russian ambassador not to worry about or overreact about the sanctions. Now, why would Flynn mention even something like that? Is it because, I don't know, maybe because Trumpy, you know, Trumpy's boss is Putin? I don't know, maybe a little bit? Yeah, okay. So he's basically comforting the Russian ambassador and saying, hey, don't worry about it, okay? Don't worry about nothing. Don't overreact about the sanctions. It's all going to be fine, right? So the FBI interviews Flynn, and he basically lies to the FBI that the sanctions were never brought up. Right? Flynn says, I never brought up the sanctions. Don't worry about it. I promise it never happened. But the Department of Justice has the transcripts. So they're like, the transcripts are lying. So clearly you're lying. Then it becomes public in 2017 that Flynn resigns because his lies are exposed, right? He's the shortest, most disgraced serving advisor in history, by the way. So the FBI continues to investigate. And then Comey starts getting the sweet talk, which you remember, that was that whole thing when Trump is inviting Comey over and saying, hey, man, listen, I know you're like investigating Flynn and stuff. Then maybe you want to like drop that, huh? What do you say, huh? Winky wink, maybe drop that investigation against Flynn. And Comey's like, no, that's my job. I'm an independent, the FBI is an independent body, and my job is to investigate corruption, especially when we already have proof that Russia has huge influence on our elections, which you fucking benefited from. So no, I'm not going to dismiss it. And that, of course, came across because that came across to the world as a Trump obstructing justice, right? So Flynn is the first official to plead guilty as part of the Mueller investigation. So he's the first fallen soldier from the Trump, Trump administration. So Flynn, they're talking about, hey, Flynn could get up to like 6 months behind bars for lying to the FBI. So you would think, okay, now now we know that he's lying. He's a lying sack of shit, and he's gonna serve at the time and probably start working at Wendy's flipping burgers. But hey, not so fast, because Trumpy's got his back, because Flynn knows too many secrets about the Russians. He knows too many secrets about Trumpy, and Trumpy's not just gonna let this shit slide that easy. So around end of 2018, Flynn goes in front of a federal judge and Mueller team and says that Flynn has been a good witness. And because of that, he will get next to no jail time. Okay. I mean, isn't it wonderful that the rules are so different when you are up, closer to the administration or have anything to do with being an official versus somebody who gets 7 years for just smoking pot? Isn't that amazing? Which is a nonviolent offense. Fascinating how the rules are so different. I mean, that Flynn lied under oath to the FBI. So they're coming out and saying, no, he's fine. Like, he'll be fine. Like, no, he doesn't need to do jail time. Okay, cool. No jail time, which is also strange. So the Flynn legal team decides to act like a bunch of vultures. They're like, okay, well, this might be our opportunity to flip the script, or as they call it in psychology, gaslight the shit out of it. So Flynn's team decides, hey, we are going to claim that the FBI has set him up, and this really pisses off the judge. And the judge is like, well, wait a minute. You guys have already come out and confessed that your client lied to the FBI under oath, and we cut you a deal, and now you're coming out and saying that the FBI is lying? What is this bullshit? Okay? So judge is like, you know what? Now you're saying that you don't have any remorse, that you are not you are not guilty. You're like, your client is not guilty of lying to the FBI. So they decide, and the judge says, you know what? We're going to pause this for a few months. We're going to go back. We're going to, think about it. And I need you to go back and think about having remorse for the fact that your client lied, right? So in the meantime, shit starts to happen, right? So day of the Flint team, and of course, I'm sure the Trump administration jumps on this opportunity because they have all this time to think and all this time to do their deviant behaviors. And in the meantime, Jabba the Hutt, William Barr, becomes the new attorney general. Now, he, of course, not only is he, you know, now he, as attorney general, what he gets is this broad kind of access to the Mueller investigation and to the Russia investigation. And he claims, Barr comes in and he goes, you know what, I promise I'm not going to be interfering in the Mueller investigation. And of course he fucking is. What the fuck? Like, really? He's not going to invest. He's not going to put it. Why do you think he's strategically placed by Donald Trump to become the attorney general? Okay, because the previous guy who looked like the Keebler cookie man, yeah, he wasn't going along with obstructing justice and like basically destroying the system and the checks and balances. That's why Trump got rid of him. And then he brings in Barr. So you're just like, okay, that makes sense why Barr would come in, because he's playing Trump's game. So Barr writes and announces this short summary, okay, that says that Trump did not obstruct justice. Everything is great. Nothing to see here, people. Smoke and mirrors, okay? He's like, no, no, no. In essence, if you think about it, if he is the attorney, when he's the attorney general, he's serving the Department of Justice. So he is saying, hey, I am going against the investigation that is happening, and the investigation is questionable, right? So now Barr is like, okay, let's go all the way back to the start of this. And none of this seems right to me. The Russian investigation doesn't seem right to me. The investigation against Flynn doesn't seem right to me. He says that the answers are inadequate. Okay, that's a very broad term, and that could be interpreted in many ways. So very openly, Barr is now working against his own prosecution team, investigating Flynn, because he thinks something's fishy. Now, if you're a logical person, you sit down and you're like, wait, if you are the person who's supposed to keep the checks and balances, then why would you investigate the very people that are under you who are keeping the checks and balances, that you are going to start investigating them for investigating somebody who's already lied to the FBI? How does that even work? That makes no sense. So Barr wants to launch a campaign if there was a political motive to go after Trump and his advisors, okay? So that's really fucking fishy. So while this fuckery is going on, going down, Flynn gets a new lawyer from Texas named Sidney Powell. Now she is also, she does says a lot, also a lot of shitty shit. She's kind of like a pundit in a way. And she goes to public about the fact that she thinks that this is a witch hunt, just like they were claiming that Russia was a witch hunt. And she claims that Flynn investigation is a hoax to keep the witch hunt going against Trump. So basically they're making it a political motive versus what it actually was, and basically going away from the original fact that this was an investigation launched into about, you know, the Russia meddling. And this is only an extension to the Russian meddling, because Flynn is speaking to the Russian ambassador the very day that the second sanctions are announced against Russia, right? It's all intertwined. So now they're saying it's a political move, okay? Which is bizarre, because it's not a political move. So days before taking on the case, she writes a private letter to Barr, to Attorney General Barr, and he says that, in quote, it is increasingly apparent that General Flynn was targeted and taken out of the Trump administration for concocted and political purposes, end quote. Okay? Now, Barr, in the meantime, appoints another prosecutor who will examine the case and see if there has been misconduct. I mean, think about it. So Barr initially comes out and says, I'm not going to investigate. I'm gonna let Mueller have his independent investigation, and I'm not going to interfere. But now he turns around and gets a specific prosecutor to investigate specifically the Flynn case in the Department of Justice. So he went against the very thing that he said, right? Okay. So this is all. So Barr lied. Barr also lied. He said, I'm not going to touch it. But then he's like, no, I'm going to place a special prosecutor to investigate this that involves Flynn. So fucked up. So documents get released, right, to the public and Trump. And Sidney, and they say that Flynn was set up, right? Michael Flynn's lawyer and comes out and says, oh my God, Flynn was totally set up. And then Trump is going on camera and in the news and saying, oh my God, this guy was treated so poorly. He's totally a nice guy. He totally just did his job. And it's really, really awful, which we all fucking know it's not, okay? Documents are like FBI and Department of Justice communications that they show that in a concern to interview Flynn, it's a documents were written by this guy named Bill Priestep. He was the head of FBI counterintelligence. So after the decision that the FBI needs to make, FBI actually needs to make few days after Trump gets elected to come into power. And this is what Bill Priestep quotes, right? He says, what's our goal? He says, what is our goal? He says, is our goal truth/admission or get him to lie so we can prosecute him to get him fired? Now, I know, like, if this goes in public, a lot of people read that and they're like, well, wait a minute. Is the FBI setting up Flynn or is Flynn actually guilty? Bill says, I'm totally paraphrasing here. He says, we better not come across as if we're playing games with the White House. Of course, if you're the FBI or if you're any other investigative official body, you don't want to come across as if you're like trying to mess with the White House. I mean, that's the sitting government. You don't want to do that. So it got me thinking. I'm like, so wait, was Flynn being set up? And the documents show that there was concern by the Department of Justice about FBI investigation. So if Flynn is being set up, then how? I personally don't think that Flynn was set up. I personally think that Flynn knows too many secrets and too many communications that have went on between between Russia and Trump and the administration and the amount of secrets that are being hid by Trump about Russians and their meddling in our. I mean, look, I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. I think the Russia meddling in our election is just the tip of the iceberg. We don't even know how deep the Russian hands run into our government. We don't even know how many more people are involved, basically furthering the Russian government agenda. We don't even freaking know. I mean, I'm just like reading all this and I'm like, okay. So then I read today about how the appeals court dismisses the case. They totally dismiss the prosecution case. They're saying, hey, Flynn is totally cool. There's nothing wrong. Smoke and mirrors, people. He's perfectly fine. He's a good dude who just like is totally, set up because, they don't want Trump in power. Which is the game that he, which is the shit that he constantly plays and he constantly bitches and moans about it. And I was reading about like what happens now that the appeals court has been, basically thrown the case out. What happens? Like, can we go back and reopen the case? Like, does he just walk? I mean, I really wanted to see Michael Flynn flipping burgers at Wendy's. And I don't know if you know, but Wendy's, the owner of Wendy's, donated to the Trump campaign. So fuck Wendy's. They're never going to get my fucking money. By the way, last time I ate there, I got super sick. So I'm not eating at Wendy's. Maybe it was that nasty GOP food that I'm not into. I think if anybody is following the trail, they are now turning it around and making it about Flynn, about the FBI having political motives to out Flynn or to get rid of Flynn or to trying to, basically saying, oh yeah, Trump has deep ties with Russia, which he does, which he fucking does. If you have followed Trump's career and all the fucking bankruptcy, no bank in their right fucking mind would give money to this asshole because he fucking drowns the businesses. So you have to ask yourself, who's been bailing him out? Daddy Putin has. Daddy Putin has been bailing him out for the longest time, and he will do whatever the fuck it takes to cover their tracks and to give them access and give them power. Dude, I won't be a bit surprised if the fucking yellow, the golden shower incident, you remember that shit? That it came out that Trump is into golden showers and these Russian hookers, would pee on him in Russia when he was visiting in a hotel room, which I don't think for a second is a lie, quite frankly. I mean, how do you think he keeps his hair that blonde? You think it's like color? No, it's that Russian hooker pee, baby. It's a good old Russian hooker pee that keeps it all light, nice and golden. So this is what CNN was talking about today. They said that despite Flynn twice pleading guilty for lying to the FBI about his conversations with then-Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak, during the presidential transition, the Justice Department moved last month to dismiss the case against him. Trial Judge Emmett Sullivan of the D.C. District did not immediately act. Instead of saying he wanted to weigh the department's arguments into at least July. You know, to me, every time you give these assholes like Flynn and Trump, anytime you give these assholes time, they just concoct something else. They just come up with another loophole into the system to try to just slide themselves out of it, because they're just fucking such slimy assholes. They just figure a way out to just slide themselves out of the mess that they've gotten themselves into. Flynn is not the only one who has pleaded guilty. There are plenty of other people in the Trump administration that have already pleaded guilty, lying to the FBI for conspiring. We all fucking know who these people are, okay? I wanted to say that. So here's the thing. So Trump weighed in on the ruling on Twitter Wednesday, calling it great. Of course he did. And later in the day, speaking in the Oval Office ahead of a meeting with his Polish counterpart, Trump brought up Flynn unprompted, right? As he always does, because his brain is all over the fucking place, claiming that his former national security advisor had been exonerated and adding, "I want to congratulate him." And so Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, also touted the court's decision at a hearing into Attorney General William Barr's decision, making that began afternoon Wednesday. I just want to know that is every single person on the Trump administration that has been found guilty, that has been charged and prosecuted, are they all just going to be exonerated? Are they all just going to walk? Like, what? I mean, I think Barr has really underestimated and really just bastardize the Department of Justice and undermine the justice system the way it's in place. I personally do not think that Barr gives a fuck about this country. We all know that Trump definitely doesn't give a fuck about this country. But these guys who are his, his catalysts, they're his enablers who let Trump do the things that he does. And he puts them, and the way, you know, as dumb as Trump is, he's also very slick in the sense that he never personally takes responsibility for any of the shit that happens, right? He puts people in place to do his dirty work. So when the investigators come to investigate, he's just like, "I didn't do it. This guy did. I didn't do it." And then they go and try to investigate. He's like, "Hey, yeah, but didn't you give permission?" "Oh, I know nothing. I know nothing." That's what he did with his lawyer. Thank God that his lawyer was smart enough to fucking tape the shit that he was saying. Like when he paid off Stormy Daniels. "Oh, yeah, $200,000. Oh, yeah, Melania's pregnant. Oh, yeah, I banged this pop porn star. Pay her off $200,000. Yeah, but is that the lawyer doing on his own? "Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. I never told him that. Not my fault. Not my responsibility. Not my problem." And that's what he does. That's what Trump is fucking known for, man. He is very, very strategic when it comes to crime. He's a very strategic criminal is how I would describe Trump. And I think that's what he's really fucking good at. The Flynn team is attempts to tie they're trying to tie the tie Biden to his prosecution. So shortly after the ruling that happened today in Flynn's favor, they're now coming out and saying that, hey, you know, maybe this has ties with Biden now. I mean, listen to what they're coming out and saying. Okay, it just keeps getting so convoluted and so fucked up. You know, the filing is a handwritten note that would now have little effect in his court case, but can be touted by conservatives that have sought to tie Biden to the 2017 decision to investigate Flynn. The Trump campaign has already seized on the document to attack the former vice president, who has been rising in the polls since becoming the presumptive Democratic nominee. Now, the Justice Department had sent the note directly to Flynn's team on Tuesday as part of a review of his case and while keeping it under a court's protective order. That allowed Flynn's team to make it public on Wednesday by adding it to his case file as a supplement. Okay, so while releasing the document, Flynn's lawyers also suggest that President Barack Obama, Biden, then FBI Director James Comey, and other Obama-era officials plotted against Flynn. These accusations appear to be an attempt to reinforce the Obamagate conspiracy theory that Trump has championed about anti-Trump sabotage by Obama officials. There is essentially no evidence of wrongdoing by these former officials. And in a sweeping ruling last year, a judge in the case soundly rejected the allegations that there was a deep state plot by Obama-era officials to target Flynn. What are we talking about here, folks? What are we talking about? You know what they've done? You know what they're doing? They're discrediting. They're discrediting the independent Mueller investigation. They're discrediting the very people who are conducting the proper and the accurate and the legal investigations against Flynn and against Trump. They're basically saying, hey, Look, they're the ultimate fucking gaslighters, right? I mean, if you look up the definition of gaslighting, this is the ultimate gaslighting. They're saying, hey, we didn't do anything wrong. Their motivation was political. While there is zero evidence to come out and say that the Obama administration was trying to set them up, there's zero evidence that Obama administration or Biden or, you know, even Comey or Mueller, for that matter, are trying to set, you know, Flynn and trying to set Trump up to, you know, basically be to get the fuck out of White House, which I pray to God that he will in November. It's quite brilliant if you look at the fact that everybody's energy and focus has shifted from Russia meddling into the elections to, oh my God, Flynn is actually innocent. He has nothing to do with this. You know, he was just doing his job. And these guys, the FBI and the Obama administration and Biden, they are politically motivated to get Trump out of office. And they're trying to, you know, discredit his administration, discredit his presidency by, you know, by saying that, you know, this investigation is a hoax. It's just a witch hunt. It's just a witch hunt. They're completely honest and it's completely fine. Nothing is wrong. You know, and Trump is just going to go around doing whatever the fuck he wants. And listen, the sad part is that every time these motherfuckers are given a break and they're given time, this gives them like the motive, and it gives them motivation, gives them space to come up with other, like, you know, corrupt ways to get themselves out of their lies. I mean, they're so deep into their lies, they don't even know which fucking thing is up. I mean, this is the first administration in the history of the United States where you have so many officials. The amount of turnover in officials is alarming. Nobody sees that. Nobody sees that the focus is still the Russia meddling. They've done that. They've done listen, I don't want to give the Trump administration any fucking credit, but they've done a brilliant fucking job at taking the everyday American citizen's attention away from the Russia meddling to, hey, Flynn is an innocent guy. You know, this is just a witch hunt against my administration. They've done quite a fucking brilliant job. And I don't want to give Trump administration credit. But listen, when these horrid dictators, they're very good. They're very good at gaslighting because he's never responsible, right? He's never responsible. If the interesting thing is that the progressives and the liberals, right, are still playing by the rules, right? Which rightfully so, which is what it has been historically, and we want them to play by the rules. But the thing is, the Trump administration doesn't, right? Him, his advisors, his ilk do not play by that set of rules. They play by their own set of rules. They're like, hey, you guys still continue to play within this periphery of whatever this periphery has been, the system has been made. We are going to play outside of it, okay? And then turn around and say that you've been playing wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong to play within that, whatever the fuck you're playing. So they're making you think that you're the crazy one. Have you ever dated a person that they constantly, do the shit, and then when you call them out on it, they're like, I don't do that. I would never. Oh, how dare you? As a matter of fact, you do that. You are projecting this on me. Yeah. Yeah, I have been doing the right thing. I am the good, caring person. I was actually recently dating a person like that, that they would, they never gave a shit about what is it that I was doing. They never gave a shit about my life. They never encouraged me in anything. They didn't want to know anything about me. And whenever I would bring it up, they would make it as if, oh my God, it's my fault. I am guilty of trying to engage them in, an intimate conversation. I am guilty of trying to have some kind of a personal relationship with them. I'm guilty of being like nice to them. I'm guilty, like, oh my God, it's my fault. And that's what the Trump administration does. They make you think that you are in the wrong. That's what they've been doing. And today, that Flynn case, this criminal prosecution has been thrown out. I think it's a slap in the face of justice. I think it is indeed a shameful time in the history of the United States where our justice system is being undermined on a daily basis by the very government that is supposed to uphold the fucking law. The very administration, the very government, it is their job, okay, to protect the Constitution, to uphold the Constitution, okay, to let the Department of Justice and the FBI do their job. This is the very people who are supposed to do that are the very people who are undermining it on a daily basis. You know, I think what has happened is we have left a pack of wolves to care for the sheep. And this is where we are. I don't expect the wolves to care for the sheep. I'm not saying that we are sheep, but in a way we are. We are sheep wolves because we expect our government to protect us. We expect our government to be truthful and be lawful, and they're not because they don't care. Trump doesn't care. His entire, Attorney General Barr was being interviewed, he said something that was so disturbing. And I don't know how many people picked up on it, but he said something really disturbing. He said, the interviewer asked him, they're like, well, how do you think this would go down in history? He said, well, it depends on who, the winners get to write the history. That's right. And that's all they care about. They just care about winning. Winning at any cost. It doesn't fucking matter. If it's at the cost of Americans dying, so be fucking it. If it's at the cost of us selling our nuclear secrets and our internal, affairs to the Russian government, then so be it. Because the bottom line is winning. And they want to be the ones to hold the upper hand, to write the history in the way that they want it written, which is fucking corrupt as fuck. I think if you're a person who is following any kind of politics or is following anything that is happening in the Trump administration, the one thing that you can't fucking deny is the amount of chaos. The amount of chaos that is not just in the White House, but the amount of chaos and the ripple effects that is happening in the White House that can be felt around the country. That you cannot deny. And that is what's happening right now. What's going to happen to Flynn? Are they going to go back and try to, pull him back in and try to, they dismiss it 2-1. I don't even know. I don't even know what's going to happen. So they're saying that even if Flynn's case is dismissed immediately as an appeals court ordered, this latest filing is likely to fuel conservative commentary and theorizing about the early Russia investigation at a crucial time during Trump's re-election campaign against Biden. Trump and Barr have tried to undercut the Russia investigation, questioning its purpose, dialing back criminal cases brought by Mueller, and continuing to revisit its details. In late April, Trump, Flynn's legal team, and conservative allies seized on the disclosure of a handwritten note from a top FBI official outlining how agents may either refer Flynn for prosecution for illegally negotiating with a foreign government or get him to lie or get him fired, which is what I was talking about earlier. Trump used the document to argue that Flynn should be exonerated and that the charges should be dropped. He also suggested that he's considering a full pardon for Flynn. Isn't that lovely? Don't you love that? Don't you love that? Just criminals pardoning other criminals. Gotta love that shit, man. I'm genuinely worried about us. I'm worried about the safety of America. I'm concerned about the future of America. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I think about, like, is this like some horrible karma that we built up over a number of years that is like coming and biting us in the ass while we have a Trump-like president in power while during the pandemic? Is that what's happening? I don't know. Hello, Jacob. Hey. Hi. Hi, Jacob. I think Jacob was there. Tim. I'm worried about America. I am genuinely worried about, I can tell you that I grew up under a dictatorship, and this is how dictators come into power, by constantly undermining the justice system, by constantly playing smoke and mirrors, by playing outside the rules because they believe that the rules don't apply to them, that they're above the law, which is what the Trump administration has accomplished for itself and Trump has accomplished for itself. And I'm genuinely concerned. I honestly don't have the physical, emotional, and spiritual strength to pick myself up, to uproot myself, and be an American refugee in another country and start my life all over again. I swear to God, I don't have it. And I hope to God you don't either. Because come November, we gotta fucking fight tooth and nail to get this motherfucker out of the White House. He is literally selling us every single day to foreigners because all he gives a fuck about is winning at any cost. And all we should be giving a fuck is also winning and getting him out of the fucking White House at any cost. That is my rant for today. I am utterly exhausted. I'm going to have like a drink because I need to like decompress. My brain is on fire. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do. I am still doing the 30-day challenge. This is my third week of doing the 30-day challenge. Very excited every single day here at 6:15 Pacific, bringing the new most hottest trending topics. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:15 Pacific. I will see you tomorrow. Thank you very much for tuning in.